It's Sunday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way.
Ease my mind
and help my living.
It's Real Talk. It's the daily variety show, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on Sunday, day 342 in a row of the Mark Pyers Real Talk show. And we're in the home stretch, guys. This is the home stretch. We're talking about 24 days till the end of the year. Where for me, I'm a day before you guys, day before the world. I started this on December 31st, so I'll be celebrating the new year with you guys, but you'll be celebrating my new year on December 31st for Real Talk. And I kind of like that. Every year we're going to have an anniversary on New Year's Eve, so we could celebrate that going into the new year. Who knows going forward? Maybe it will be the end of the year party that goes into the new year, and we have like a big bash each year. We'll see. You never know. You know, we're just going to continue to do the show every day, just see where we are. I'm very excited to get back to the studio tomorrow. I already have three stories I want to tell you guys about. I'm actually in one of the stories. Real Talk is in the news. Phil Hall, thank you so much for what an amazing story you wrote. And it was a pleasure to meet you and to sit down and chat with you about what I've been working towards here. And it was just a lovely article you put together, and just wanted to thank you for it. Thank you very much for shining a light on what we're doing here. You know, that's all we're trying to do is let the light out from within us. And it just feels great to have an opportunity to see from a third-person perspective what the perspective is of the show, because I have my own thoughts of what I'm here to do. But obviously, you guys have your own perspective. Like, he's on again? He's on again! Judy, can you believe it? He's on the air again! What is going on? Yes, Judy. Tune in, Judy. You don't want to miss a thing. We're just getting going. Day 342 in a row. You know, I just think about how much we've gotten through in the first 342. Just like, I have this new thing I'm doing now where I'm just going to go back and pick a 15-second, 20-second clip that I dropped for you guys months ago and just without even watching it. Because I don't know if you guys realize this. Sometimes when you're working with Bluetooth and you go and open up stuff, it won't play audio for you. Like when you're on Facebook and you're about to post something, you have to like force the app closed, open it back up, get away from your Bluetooth, and then maybe you can hear it from your phone again. So I saw a clip yesterday and I was like, I don't know which one this is, but honestly, everything I've ever dropped for you guys has something you need to, there's a message there. So I don't need to go back and say, ooh, that one's great. Let me go and make sure I show you that one again. I'm just gonna pick stuff. I'm going to go back and just pull it out of the hat and just be like, whatever this was from 4 months ago, here it is again. Because this content, here's the thing I have a problem with. For 342, we've been dropping fire. Like there are so many great lessons in there. It's everything that comes out of the moment. This show is the moment. There's no script here. I haven't had a script since day one. I've been live for 30 minutes to an hour and a half on a daily basis for 342 days. I have people say, how do you come up with content? It's not hard, guys. When you're connected to the energy of this universe and you just let it flow through you, things happen. And I'm about to drop a podcast for you guys. Podcast number 39. Download my podcast. It's on any podcast platform, free of charge. It's this. I take my shows, I drop them as a podcast for you. And last Friday night was day 333 in a row. And oh man, it was fire. Whoa, we created this song. We can be the change. And there was a line in there where I just said to you guys, I hope you guys don't mind, but I feel like it's the time for me to go and do this type of thing. Let's watch the pendulum swing. That came out in a moment. And it is more real talk than so many things that we just get into on a daily basis in the middle of a song. And that's there for good, guys. It's on YouTube. You can go check it out. Day 333 in a row. And every day now, you have Beat Seat. So you guys have to see what we're working with here. Now, this is the new setup.
Oh, cross.
is on. Cross says he's been notified. You guys got to get the YouTube channel going. Follow, subscribe, ding the bell. That's going to be my new thing. I think the ding the bell each day, when I tell you guys to ding the bell, it's going to be in a different celebrity impression. It has to be. Greatest thing in the world, guys, sitting underneath me. You got to get one. Jeff, get over to YouTube, buddy. It's so much better. You're not watching a filmed version of me without HD audio because I'm just filming the screen right there. So listen, guys, I got some stuff planned for you tonight. Obviously, it's music night still. Usually, it's request night, music night. I do have a request still I have to take care of for Phil, actually. He wanted me to play 1984 because we were talking about The Man last week and how there's cameras everywhere. No matter where you go, there is an eye on you. And my issue with this is, look, I want you to protect us, yes, but I don't want you to collect just files on each of us, and you have no need to keep information on me and information on my wife and on everybody just to have it. And then they're selling our information off, which is probably the biggest issue.
Free, yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to be free.
So that's a totally different version than we played the other night. But every time I play, it's different. I've never played a song of mine the same twice. They're always different. It should be. I never understood the idea of method acting, where someone's like, ooh, it's going to be the same. Every performance is exactly the same. My eye is going to drop a tear. At this moment, I'm going to think about my dog. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You got to bring it. It has to happen, really, or it doesn't. I remember there were two scenes in Romeo and Juliet that I felt the script could bring me to tears if I played it correctly. It's not about thinking about a loved one that passed or a dog that passed. No, it was about letting the script and the emotion of Shakespeare take you to tears. Now, I think there was one performance that had actually happened. The rest, I just couldn't get there. It didn't work out for me. But the script, it's there. The script will bring it out of you. Absolutely. I gotta tune. So I'm getting some feedback here. Check, check. I wonder if I could try to tune this somehow. Treasure, how you doing? Thank you so much over on Insta. Everybody on Insta, head over to YouTube, ding the bell, subscribe, because you get to see the show in HD, you get to listen to it. In multi-track. Right now I'm filming the screen, so I'm sorry, but that's the way it has to go for now on. So I'm going to play you guys a tune right now. This is called The Beat Rolls On. Remember, this show never ends. The beat will continue to roll on, okay? And whatever you're working on in your life, don't give up. It's easy to give up. That's the thing that I can say above all. It's very easy to give up. People give up all the time. And then you see those people that are continuing to blaze their own path. That's you. Blaze a path. Just start going. You know, I got a quote I'm about to drop later about momentum. I said momentum's a very interesting thing. Sometimes you need to create your own. And sometimes it's a matter of literally you're the only voice going that's telling you to go. The only one that's supporting you is your own voice. Saying, just keep going. I see something. I see a vision of something here. You got to keep working it out. You have to keep improving, evolving, because you can't fine tune it unless you go after it. It's like everything else in life. The more you do it, the better you get. The more you start to understand where your strengths are and your weaknesses are. Improve on your weaknesses and then dial in on your strengths. Let's play something for you. Yes, I think you're right. I did. I played that one 2 weeks ago and I improvised a bunch. Cross knows what's going on. Cross over here is like, I think you played that one 2 weeks ago with some improvisation. Yes, Cross. I love it when you guys recognize the songs. That makes me very happy. So I was going to play you this. Check this out. Now this one I played for you before. It's a great tune. And like I said, let that beat roll on.
Down again. We live to die, never understanding why. And I'll give my life to you forevermore. You keep me rolling on, yeah, and I'll never hide my face from you. And not be alone with me in the moonlight hours when I pay my debts of time to dream this dream and stay alive where everything's fine, where the beat rolls on. The beat rolls on. your chances, and you will not be alone with me in the moonlight hours when I pay my debt to time. To dream this dream and stay alive, where everything's fine. Where the beat rolls on and on, on and on, on and on and on. The beat rolls on and on, and on and on, and on and on. And I can't change your ways, I can't light your flame. I've been wandering long, and I'll roll on. It's where the beat rolls on. Beat rolls on.
Check out that tune on my website, on the BeatSeat website, beatseat.rocks. Go scroll down to the bottom of the page. You can listen to all 33 of the songs I've released to the public. And that is one of them. And yes, we've got tons that we've been doing here on the show to cross this point. I've been improvising like crazy. And I'm going to be putting out an album. I got to get it out in the next 2 weeks, guys, because it's been officially 13 years since my last album, and you know I have a thing for the number 13. My daughter said the other day, why is 13 a bad... She's like, I heard that they don't have the number 13, like in the buildings in New York City, there's no 13th floor. And I said, yeah. She goes, why? And I said, I don't know. There's some people have like this thing, they think 13's a bad luck number. And I said, you know, everything in life is your perspective. It's all how you look at things. My grandmother was extremely superstitious, and I used to take her to CVS when I was 18. I'd drive her to CVS to grab her things. She was the sweetest lady in the world. She's 4'11", Portuguese, sweet lady. She just like had this super high-pitched voice. Oh, I miss my grandma. I love her. And both my grandmas, miss them so much. They were amazing. And Grandma Pyers, I used to pick her up, take her to CVS, and I found out a few stories about her, okay, that just made me laugh hysterically. My father, when he was in high school, this was the running thing. My grandmother used to say, you can't eat fruit after 10 p.m. or you will die. Not you'll get a stomach ache. Not you'll get sick and have to go to the bathroom or something. No, you will die if you have fruit after 10 p.m. So one night my dad's like, I'm home. I just went out with friends. I come home. It's like 10:18. He didn't even look at the clock. He's eating an orange. My grandmother, oh my God. Oh my God. You're going to die. Oh my God. You're having fruit. It's 10:18. It was just like, this is the stuff, you know? Another cool one was, not cool one, but crazy, is apparently back then there was a superstition that the first person to walk through the house needs to be the male. Some stupid thing. Seriously, that this was a thing is crazy. And one year, someone's wife came in with a cake. My grandmother shooed her out. No, you can't come into the house until your husband. It was some crazy thing. But the biggest one was the 13. My Aunt Mary was born on June 13th, and until the day she passed, she was told that her birthday was really June 3rd. And they celebrated June 3rd as her birthday. My grandmother said the hospital made a mistake. It wasn't the 13th. No. She would never want to talk about 13. So we're in the car one day. I'm driving with her. And I said, Grandma, what is your thing with 13? And this is where it all came into circle, right? The picture. She said, Judas was the 13th. Jesus and the 12 apostles. Judas was number 13. He betrayed Jesus. So 13, therefore, is a very bad luck number. It's a bad number. I have a problem with number 13 because of Judas. I said, Grandma, but Jesus put himself before everybody else. So Jesus was number 13. And she started laughing. And in that moment, I realized that you could really change your perspective on anything. But I would say someone who puts themselves out for humanity in order to take their sins for everybody would put all 12 of them in front of himself. Hey, you go through first, and I'll close the door on after we're all inside. I make sure you're safe. So Jesus was the 13th. I know it. Because there are people that are here in this time, in this day, in this age, that are attempting to provide light and positivity and love just to do it. Putting others before self. Number one or 13? Now, Jesus, we all consider him number one, right? Everyone would say, yeah, he's number one. But he would put everybody before himself. Therefore, 13 is the greatest number in history. I was born on April 13th. So everything that has to do with the number 13, I just love. And I have 13 songs on every album. And my last album was officially 13 years ago. So it has to happen. I recorded a full acoustic album about 10 years ago. I didn't have the beat seat yet, though. So there's like, I think I did 26 songs and like 20 of them don't have the beat seat. I was playing like drum machines and some weird stuff. But this is the thing why I tell you the beat seat's so amazing, because when I was without this, I'd have to smack the guitar, I'd have to beatbox, I'd have to do other things in order to create percussion, and none of them were effective or accurate. And they took away from my action. Like if I'm smacking on my guitar to make, I'm not strumming. The idea of the beat seat was that you could do everything you do with your hands, but just create beats, you know? So let's play something here. Who's on? Nice. Cross is saying to do 13, there should definitely be 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 tracks on it. I have 26 on that album. I may do a double album, but it's going to have to be released, and I don't know if anybody's going to pick it up, but I think they should. It's going to be cool. All right, let's play a little something here. I see a Save You over there, but I'm going to try something called Save It for Later. You guys know this tune? And you get to see it all in full effect. You'll check this out. This is a song by The English Beat. If you're on Instagram, please head over to YouTube. Subscribe and ding the bell, because you're filmed right now on a laptop, and the audio is terrible. But on YouTube, on Facebook, that's where it's at. So head over there quickly. YouTube, Mark Pyers, Real Talk It. And subscribe. Ding the bell. Here we go.
Sooner or later, you let's give away your little crown. Save it later to run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you let's give away, you get found out. Save it for later. You let me down, you let me down, let me down.
Want to get into cool stuff where it's like vocal harmonies, because we got the beat seat going on these last couple tracks and it was pretty sweet. I don't know what happened to my alien pick, so we're using this weird looking one now. Me personally, I like having a pick that's like a brick. I want this thing to be like a like a rock. Look at this. This is very flimsy, guys. I just don't know what we're going to get out of it. Sounds kind of flimsy, I'm just saying. So, do you guys have any requests you want me to get into here? Let's see. I'm going to see if Cross says anything. Guys, on Facebook, you could send me notes, I think. Yesterday was working. I haven't seen anything from Facebook yet today. But I had Twitch and YouTube's kicking it. Told you guys, go over to YouTube if you want to send me notes. I will respond in real time. I'll play you songs in real time. So let's do something that you guys know. What do you think? You want to hear something you know, or you want me to jam on something that I wrote? Samadhi! Don't worry, be happy. I love it. All right, I'm hearing some feedback. Feedback. You hear that? Yeah, you do. I do. Hold on. I think it's this. Check, check. There we go. I think that did it. I fixed it, guys. Just a simple thing. You just got to change the... Oh, nope, it's still there.
Hold on.
How's that? Is that any better? Dang. I got to figure out why I'm getting all this feedback in this room. And can I ask, can you guys tell me, is it smooth recording tonight? I tried to do some setting switches yesterday because I don't know what happens when I come here to record at my house. There's like every 5 to 7 seconds, I freeze, and then I'm moving again, and then I'm going again, and then... But the whole time you could hear me, but it's just this weird thing, and I've been trying to fix it for the last couple weeks, so hopefully you guys can let me know if it's working all right this evening. Let's do something that's kind of cool and funky. How about that? Ready? All right, we're going to do something that is straight out of the old school, right? Thank you. He calls it giant mode when I go and I do this. When I get into this, yeah, we got the beats going. I got to just get my. But this is giant mode. That's what Cross calls it. I kind of like that. Call it giant mode. Like it. And then this is me in giant mode, which it's kind of very red. I could fix that. Watch this. This is what we do, guys. Let's see. Is this the right one? Watch what we're doing. This is how we roll. Let's just do that for this camera because it seems a little red. That's better, a little better. But then when we're here, we got the full effect, right? You got a little side view if you want to see the guitar playing. But you want to see the beat seat, you got that going too. So we're here, guys. This show is sponsored by the Beat Seat, and I've been explaining to you guys this is a daily variety show. I'm going to be having commercials going forward. If you have a brand, you have a business, and you'd like to advertise on the program, just get in touch with me, and we'll work it out, okay? The one thing I could tell you is if you do have a cool product and I can get into it, I'm going to get very passionate for you and your product and help you build awareness. So anyway, we're here rocking out, I guess, huh? Saturday, Sunday night. What time is it right now? Jeez, it's 55 minutes in. I can go for another hour, I'm just saying. I did go on at 9:40-ish because I wanted to play, get this. Well, honestly, truth be told, I have to paint tonight. Okay, listen. Real Talk Pyres is not just on the air with you. He's also building beat seats. I got to go paint that room over. So for the longest time, I got to tell you, this just goes to show you my dedication to you. For the longest time, let me go back to just normal here. Yeah, there we go. For the longest time, I had an indoor putting green in that room. I used to be a lazy dude. I used to, not lazy, I'm just saying I worked my tail off during the day. But then when I got home, that couch, that there's like a putting green. I had like a simulator comes down from my screen or a Blake Golf Simulator. I haven't done any of that. 342 days, I'm here. I have no interest in wasting time. I'm going to work on a putting game that I haven't played golf in years. I don't have time for golf. Who wants to spend 4 hours on a golf course when I could be live with you for 4 hours? To me, if that's the question, do you want to go? And I love golf, guys. I love golf. I never thought about that as a question. Do you want to go play golf at, let's call it St. Andrews? Or go live to the world? Now, when I say live to the world, I mean the world's listening. Not just the way we're here right now, we have a few people on. I'm saying if that's the choice, St. Andrews, go play golf with Tiger Woods. Or do real talk and actually have the world tune in for that one broadcast. Choice, 4 hours or 4 hours, wrap. I'd never play golf again if I could just, let's just get them on for one day. Let's just connect. Because all we need is one day. Just to get started. Once you realize that this is the program. Like, well, what do we talk about? Whatever comes up. Whatever comes up. It's all positive. And it's all intended to make you feel great. I keep realizing how short this time is. Everybody keeps talking about time. Time is long. No, it's not at all. It is so short. And I can hear the grains just dropping in the hourglass. And I'm thinking to myself, am I going to look back one day and have regret? No, there's no way. There's no way I'll regret anything because I'm putting it all out there. I will look back and I'll say, I'm so glad that I spent every bit of energy I had on this planet. I'm not wasting it. I'm trying to give back. I'm trying to connect. Just because I feel like there's so much negativity in this world, but this is the only way we can go forward is if other people join us and we together decide to say no to the negativity. Instagram just got cut off. I hope they come over to YouTube. But we need to just create such a large group of positive people. And you don't have to be a positive person to get involved, but I believe if you join us, you will become positive. They say if you put 5 people around you and they're negative, you will be the 6th negative person in that group. Same thing. If you have happy people that you surround yourself with, guess what? It's contagious. It's infectious. Both of them are. It is energy. It is one source. This is something I've uncovered in the first 342 days. Negativity and positivity are not two different forms of energy. It's one energy that's just configured differently. Doesn't mean you can't take that negative energy and turn it into a positive. That's why when I say to you, when someone says you can't smile and thank them for the fuel, that is real, guys. That is real. And if you haven't yet, we're going to be discussing this tomorrow on the news segment because the Real Talk's part of the news. It's kind of cool. So tomorrow I will be live probably around 2:30. I'm liking that time slot. I want to start hearing from people. What time of day is best for you to get to see the live show? I want to know when we can get the most people who are like, you know what? I got a half hour. I got an hour where I'm just kind of doing emails and, you know, I could shoot you a little. I got to pop you in the corner and still do my work and I can listen in or whatever. Shoot some messages. Let me know. I'll try to start broadcasting in those times of the day. To me, this is about us being on together. You know, when I talked about this the other day, when we created that song, that happened. And whoever was on, Cross was on during that. I always wished that. I always wished when I was like a fan of other musicians. I don't listen to other music. I'm doing Real Talk all the time and then playing music for you guys, so I don't listen to anything. Like the extent of me hearing anything else is when I'm in my wife's car and we're going from somewhere with the kids, and that's how I heard that Maroon 5 song, Memories. So basically, I'm going back to the way I was when I was writing music too. I didn't listen to any music when I was writing music. I didn't want to be I wanted to have my own thoughts. I think it's the same thing with Real Talk too. Because I remember I told you guys, you can't do anything but be you, okay? That's it. You like somebody out there? You've been liking somebody, you've been watching somebody, you're like, oh man, I envy what that guy's doing or what he's, no. Yeah, that's good. You can like, you can be appreciative of it and say, like, I'm grateful that I saw that because now I'm inspired. But be inspired to find that uniqueness within you and then bring it to the surface, because that's what that person did. That person found something within themselves that you now are connected to. And you're like, oh my goodness, but you have that too. It's just different than his or hers. Yours is special. We all have it. All have it, I'm just saying. All right, we're going to play a tune here because this is the thing, guys. We all have something unique within us, right? But sometimes you feel different when you least expect it. I mean, what is that? How does it sound like that? And first of all, why am I playing an acoustic song on this guitar? We'll leave that there. This is a song called Different. And yes, we are officially at an hour and 4 minutes. What do we have in that last one? I gotta save that. I'm gonna mess around with that after I get off with you guys. That was cool. All right, so let's play this. This is Different. Maybe we can do some looping with this song. It's got some really great harmonies online. If you check out this song, this is from my last album. It's called Different. Getting that, you hear that? There we go.
Bet you wonder why I sit alone in the doorway. Watch the world roll by. It's a sense of sovereign, it's regal, warm embrace. Sometimes you need a change of pace. Let it all slow down. Hey, let it all slow down. Let it all slow down. From the top of the world, I'm looking down. Ooh, it's kind of low. Standing on the ground, staring up at the bright lights. From the top of the world, I'm looking down. We all slow. Hey, we all slow down. We all slow down. Walk to the beat, different drum. No one can stop what I've begun. Won't be a fake, I won't cut and run. Cut and run. No one can stop what I've begun. Somehow you're different when you least expect it. Sometimes you need a change of pace. We all slow down. Sometimes you're different when you least expect it. We all slow down. Hey, let it all slow down. We all slow down. From the top of the world, I'm looking down. Ooh. It's kind of lonely standing on the ground, staring up at the bright lights. From the top of the world, I'm looking down. We all slow down. We all slow down. Sometimes you're different when you least expect it.
Leave you guys with that one. Sometimes you're different when you least expect it. Sometimes you need a change of pace. Let it all slow down. Now, I loved that line when I came up with it. Let it all slow down. And when you think about that a little clearer, you have to slow down your thoughts when you're collecting them. If you're trying to put together something that can be massive, something that can actually grow into a successful career, into a business, into a brand, into a product, whatever it is, you have to slow down your mind for a second. Let it all slow down. See all of the pieces. Lay them out. Remember, this is your puzzle. No one else knows the pieces. Only you can put it together. And if you have a strategy in place and how to collect them all, because that's the other thing about a puzzle, keep that in mind, you know. Whether it's 50 pieces or 1,000 pieces, there's time involved because they're not in a row. They're scattered on the table. You need to find the corners. You need to find all the edges. Start with that, right? They start finding little distinctive details to connect you to the next dot. That's what we're doing every single day of our lives. We're walking through our lives, picking up the puzzle pieces, trying to lay out some sort of map that makes sense for ourselves. And we're all pulling from the same deck of pieces. The same day. You might quote the other day, we're all working with the same 24 hours. What are you doing with yours? This is what you have to ask yourself. And look, don't overdo it. Work at your own pace. Listen to this song. Sometimes you're different when you least expect it. Sometimes you need a change of pace. Let it all slow down. Think about it. Think about it. Let it all slow down and come into perspective for you. And then you can determine your next move. So tomorrow we'll be live from the studio. Guys, if you haven't yet, please check out the article from Phil Hall. You rock, Phil. I'll be reading it to you tomorrow during the show. And please share it to your pages. This is a very exciting thing. It's the first official story on Real Talk. You know, when you're here for 342 days, it's nice to know that someone's starting to say, what are you doing? How many days have you been live? What's your plan? Never stopping again? What? Yeah, never again. Why are you laughing? Seriously, you should be doing this. Thank you. Thank you. I'll tell you what. That would be pretty nice to hear. Just close your eyes for a second. Imagine you're on stage and you just performed your greatest song ever. It's a nice sound. You know, there's a very good chance I'm sitting in this family room of mine every day doing this forever in my studio, selling real estate and just coming on here live to bring you some light and then just going into my day. There's a very good chance that I just continue to do that and that I'm never on a stage where you have the opportunity to hear this. Just kidding. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? You think I'm gonna stop? You think I'm gonna slow down? This is like, that's the small crowd, guys. That's the small crowd. Just wait. Just wait. Here's the thing. Show up. Show up. Just continue to be here and to have answers for the people who have questions and to be understanding for the ones who need something. Not just me. This is for you. Open your ears. There are people around you that need help. They may not tell you. You may have to search. You may have to look a little closer. You may need to read between the lines. They need your assistance in some way. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, I don't have any money to give to some. No, I'm not saying they need your financial assistance. They need your assistance. You are in their life for a reason. I believe we have these angels around us that are here to protect us and to help us through anything. And you guys know about my savior, like Mike Green, my boy. Seventh grade, I was getting bullied. And it was Mike Green, who was the only person who stood up for me, who would come out of nowhere, and he would fight on my behalf. I've never seen that in my life. I've never had a friend of mine fight on my behalf. But Mike. And I believe it was because at that moment, I needed Mike Green. I needed that superhero to help me because I wasn't able to find another person who was willing to do it. But we all have those types of Mike Greens in our life. And I talk about this. It's funny, my kids, like they'll see someone who does something really heroic, and they'll be like, just like Mike Green, Daddy. Just like Mike Green. Absolutely right. And Mike sometimes jumps on here. I hope he has a chance to hear some of these messages. I don't know if he ever does, honestly, because I do an hour, and we're up to an hour and 15 minutes right now. So, I mean, I'm on. No one's watching the full hour and 15. Cross, you still here, my brother? Maybe Cross is watching the full at 1:15 with me. And if you are, my man, you're awesome. And my buddy's down in the Bronx. We're not that far away. We're going to have a real talks connect. I'm thinking about something here. I don't know. It's short on time here. But why don't I have a final day of the year, like, blowout somewhere? And just, like, we do real talk from an event center somewhere. And just, if anybody wants to come out, just celebrate the one-year anniversary of Real Talk. We could come and hang out and we'll chat, come on the show or something. I don't know. I just feel like I should have thought that out. I've been doing this every... When you're working so hard at showing up, sometimes you don't think of all the exterior items that you could be doing, like... I definitely should have thought about that. My man Cross said, heroes don't wear capes deep down. It's true. They just do it. You know, they just get up and go. It's like I talk about following the intuition. Their intuition tells them there's a friend in need. It's funny. My intuition says there's a world in need. Get up and go. Mike said, there's a friend in need. I'm going to go and protect him. I'm saying there's a world in need. I'm going to go and protect it. I'm trying to protect this world. And I don't know what I can do besides this. Like, I'm just going to keep showing up because I don't know what else I can do besides this. This is what I'm meant to do. This is why I was put on this planet Earth. I'm certain of it. And I'm hoping you start to see it as well. You start to say, you know what? I'm going to tune in because this guy's meant to be here. He's meant to speak to me on a daily basis. Because I am. And I'm going to continue to do it. And, you know, look, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. I just care. It's the best way I could say it. I care. I care about every single person and I don't even know them. What does that mean? I don't even have to know you and I care about you. Can't we all be a little bit more empathetic and just like human? I'm going to drop this podcast tonight, guys. Day 333 in a row is last Friday night. Download it. That song, We Can Be the Change, is on there. And that song, Free, that I played earlier, is on there. And there's a Take Me to the River on there. And I think the Hit the Road Jack was pretty solid. I think that's what we should end with. You know, that's how we usually end the show. That was a pretty, like, relaxed moment of real talk there, but... Oh, there's the alien pick. When I went to NAMM, we got these picks. Like, when you go there, everyone's showing off their products. And these guys, Gravity Picks, they have these alien picks. Like, they're see-through. And they're hard. I like it. It's just the texture is not... You know what? I think I just haven't played with it enough. Let's see. Yeah, that's better. I think right out of the package, it needs to be played a few times. We'll have a beat seat in there. We'll have a guitar in there. We will do a song. Maybe a Christmas song. Maybe not. I don't know. We're going to have to get into it. You just don't know until we get into the studio in the middle of the day there. Depends how I'm feeling, I guess. But I'm always feeling like playing at least one for you. So if you have a request, just send it over. You know I'm going to try to play it. I hit the road. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No. Da 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 da. Don't you come back no more, no more. Don't you come back till tomorrow for Real Talk Day 343 in a row. See, we could even improvise within Hit the Road, Jack. Listen, I appreciate you guys. I will see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.